Dreamy Lunar Eclipse, presented by Science at NASA. August 3rd, 2007. Close your eyes, breathe deeply, let your mind wander to a distant seashore. It's late in the day, and the western sun is sinking into the glittering waves. At your feet, damp sand reflects the twilight, while overhead, the deep blue sky fades into a cloudy melange of sunset copper and gold. A breeze touches the back of your neck, and you turn to see a pale full moon rising into the night. The moon could use a dash more color. You reach out, grab a handful of sunset, and drape the moon with phantasmic light. Much better. Too bad. It's only a dream. Early Tuesday morning, August 28th, the dream will come true. There's going to be a colorful lunar eclipse visible from five continents, including most of North America. The event begins at 54 minutes past midnight Pacific Daylight Time on August 28th, when the moon enters the shadow of Earth. At first, there's little change. The outskirts of the shadow are as pale as the moon itself. An onlooker might not even realize anything is happening. But as the moon penetrates deeper into shadow, a startling metamorphosis occurs. Around 2:52 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, the color of the moon changes from moondust gray to sunset red. This is totality, and it lasts for 90 minutes. To understand why the change occurs, close your eyes and dream yourself all the way to the moon. Once again, you're standing on a seashore, in this case, the Sea of Tranquility. There's no water. You're surrounded by hundreds of miles of dusty, hardened lava. Overhead hangs Earth, night side down, completely hiding the sun behind it. The eclipse is underway. With the sun blocked, you might expect utter darkness. But no, the ground at your feet is glowing. Why? Well, look back up at Earth. The rim of the planet seems to be on fire. All around Earth's circumference, you can see every sunrise and every sunset in the whole world, all at once. This incredible light beams into the heart of Earth's shadow, transforming the moon into a landscape of copper moon dust and golden hills. Hey, would you wake up? This is really going to happen, and some planning is required. Start times of totality are listed at the website science.nasa.gov. Set your alarm an hour or so in advance to gather snacks and dress warmly. Even in August, 4 o'clock in the morning can be chilly. Waking up early also allows you to catch some of the partial eclipse that comes before totality. The eclipse will be visible from Australia, Japan, parts of Asia, and most of the Americas, but not from Africa or Europe. Pacific observers are favored. On the west coast of the United States, the entire eclipse will unfold high in the post-midnight sky. On the east coast, totality will be truncated by sunrise. That's okay. Even a little eclipse can be a dream. This story was written and read by Tony Phillips and presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the Internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.